This is also an English map, published in London a few years after the previous map. This map was also part of the propaganda campaigns waged by French and English mapmakers about who should control the various parts of North America. Matthew Edney.
The mapmakers are fascinating in this role. There is this very intense debate through the first half of the 18th century in Paris and in London about who has the right to the interior. And in the middle of this, the French start bringing out maps published in London saying, look at what the London map makers are showing as English territory versus French territory. At the same time, the English are bringing forward maps published in France and Paris saying, look what the French are showing as English territory, French territory. They're all made by people in Europe who have never been to North America, and they're trying to use these printed maps as somehow authoritative statements, when in reality both sides knew that they're not that important. What's really important are the treaty lines defined in charters and in diplomatic negotiations.
More imaginary mountains are shown between Lake Michigan, called Lake Illinovex here, and the Lake of the Hurons. The mountains run south all the way to the Appalachian Mountains. Edney says this is another example of the assumptions 17th century cartographers made about places they knew little about.
Because you've got these very large lakes, they must have some very big bits of land separating them. So there's also ways you can imagine some European who's never left Paris, never left London, imagining what the geographic elements must be.